29% of us provide care for a family member, so who takes care of the caregivers? This is Health Matters, a service of Sharon Hospital. People who provide unpaid care for an elderly, ill, or disabled family member or friend in the home are called informal caregivers. Most are middle-aged. Nearly half assist someone 75 or older. Now, there is a financial, physical, and emotional price for giving care. In most cases, this person doesn't have the time or energy to care for themselves properly. And as a result, caregivers experience a variety of long-term health problems. If you care about a caregiver, tell them about the National Institute of Health's REACH program. They reach out to caregivers and offer support, home visits, telephone calls, and structured telephone support sessions. Contact the National Institute on Aging by visiting their website. I'm Dr. Zelman reminding you that your health matters. 3 million people in the United States suffer from celiac disease, but a newly published study offers some hope for a cure. This is Health Matters, a service of Sharon Hospital. Researchers at Stanford University may have found a chemical switch that, if targeted, may stop celiac disease. The Journal of Biological Chemistry published the findings. Currently, the only way to stop the symptoms of celiac is to be on a gluten-free diet, avoiding wheat, barley, and rye, and even some medications, vitamins, and cosmetic products. It can be an arduous road to navigate. In every intestine, there's an enzyme that regulates gluten inside the small intestine. And in a healthy person, it is mostly inactive. But in a celiac patient, it triggers an autoimmune response in the intestines. Now, researchers have discovered the switch, another enzyme, that triggers this response. And their challenge now is to find an existing drug to literally shut down that trigger. And if they can do that, celiac disease could be history. I'm Dr. Zelman reminding you that your health matters.